people have assembled themselves as the people of God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. For such is God, our God, forever and ever. He will guide us until death. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand, for he draws up the drops of water. They distill rain from the midst. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. For we are the people and the sheep of his pasture. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments. For the Lord your God is a compassionate God. He will not fail you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant with your fathers, which he swore to them. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. For what great nation is there that a God so near to it as is the Lord our God whenever we call on him? But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright will behold his face. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter, and all of us are the work of your hand. Your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mountains, O God. Your judgments are like a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. The Lord appeared, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. For you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called the children of God. And such we are. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. But this is the covenant which I make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. That if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. When you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt, consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. For he says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him, holy and blameless, beyond reproach. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us. Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Whether then you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. But you, be strong and do not lose courage, for there is reward for your work. Do not be lazy, but work hard. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Honor the Lord from the wealth and from the first of all your produce. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of your inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these. There are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven which are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. Hate evil, you who love the Lord, who preserve the souls of his godly ones. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only leads to evil doing. Be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Keeping watch and praying that you may not come into temptation, for the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil. And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. So, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Don't judge, and you won't be judged. Don't condemn, and you won't be condemned. Set free, and you will be set free. Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. I will put my spirit within you, cause you to walk in my statutes, you will be careful to observe my ordinances. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way. Walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or to the left, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. So let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is as certain as the dawn, and he will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain watering the earth. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory and forever. Amen. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord. For the Lord will not abandon his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. The beginning of wisdom is, acquire wisdom. With all your acquiring, get understanding. Go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise. Many plans are in man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. Make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. He leads the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. Don't let kindness and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. The fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. Do not associate with a man given to anger, or go with a hot-tempered man, or you will learn his ways and find a snare for yourself. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls. A joyful heart is a good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. He who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from troubles. You are a light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Your hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. And he said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. For I, the Lord, am your healer. Instead of your shame, you will have a double portion. And instead of humiliation, they will shout for joy over their portion. Therefore, they will possess a double portion in their land. Everlasting joy will be theirs. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. How I would set you among my sons and give you a pleasant land, the most beautiful inheritance of the nations. And I said, you shall call me my father and not turn away from following me. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. Lord, you have searched me and known me. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. He will make them know his covenant. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. How blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. O Lord, they walk in the light of your countenance. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. You have also given me a shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds me, and your gentleness makes me great. May the beloved of the Lord dwell in security by him, who shields him all the day, and he dwells between his shoulders. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies exult over me. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, mantle of praise instead of the spirit of fainting. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Do you not know that you are temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And Jesus said, all things are possible to him who believes. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy. For false Christ and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told you in advance. If anyone says to you, behold, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe him. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they keep my word, they will keep yours also. But you will be hated by all because of my name. But it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. I have many more things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. But the Lord is faithful. who will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Yield now and be at peace with him. Thereby good will come to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. For the mountains may be removed and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you. And the covenant of peace will not be shaken, says the Lord who has compassion on you. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable you are than the birds. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than the sparrows. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. For you have been a refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. My soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. My soul waits in silence for God only. From him is my salvation. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. For you light my lamp. The Lord my God illuminates my darkness. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. I will rejoice and be glad in your loving kindness, because you have seen my affliction. You have known the troubles of my soul. Even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will lay hold of me. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. The Lord will rescue me from every deed, and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Even to your old age, I will be the same. And even to your graying years, I will bear you. I have done it. And I will carry you. And I will bear you. And I will deliver you. For I will restore you to health. And I will heal you of your wounds, declares the Lord. Because they have called you an outcast, saying, it is Zion. No one cares for her. I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them, to do them good. And I will put the fear of me in their hearts so that they will not turn away from me. For I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them up and not overthrow them, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. Not one word has failed of all his good promise, which he promised through Moses, his servant. The God of all grace, who called you into his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. A man can receive nothing except except it be given him from heaven. For most certainly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not even one smallest letter or one tiny pen stroke shall in any way pass away from the law until all things are accomplished. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. The Lord protects the strangers. He supports the fatherless and the widow, but he thwarts the way of the wicked. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. The loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart from generation to generation. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. For we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. Therefore be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in my temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of the heaven from my God in my new name. There will be no longer any night, and they will not have any need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. We are of good courage, I say. Prefer rather to be absent from the body than to be at home with the Lord. He has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Yes, Father, for this way was pleasing in your sight, but an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipers. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! And the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. For with you is a fountain of life. In your light we shall see light. By you I have been sustained from my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and kind in all his deeds. For the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. O come, let us sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Shout joyfully to the Lord. All the earth break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his loving kindness is everlasting. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derive its name. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.